A six-story, mixed-use building is being proposed at the corner of East Columbia and Alberta Streets in Sapperton. The City of New Westminster has received rezoning and development permit applications related to a development proposed for 145 to 209 East Columbia Street. The proposed project includes at-grade retail, office use on the second floor, and 99 market rental housing units in the upper four stories. A staff report states the mixed-use, low-rise designation in the official community plan anticipates development of four- to six-story buildings along much of the west side of East Columbia Street. Six-story buildings will only be considered if appropriate community benefits are provided. The project proposes significant improvements to a largely vacant site, said a staff report. It would support growth of the city's economic healthcare cluster initiative through provision of additional office space, commercial amenities along East Columbia Street, and rental units in close proximity to the hospital and transit. The overall scope of improvements would be expected to increase the property's value, which would be anticipated to increase property tax revenue. The report states the market rental housing units would be secured through a housing agreement and rental tenure-only zoning. According to the staff report, the proposed comprehensive development zone would limit medical and dental office use to 5 of 8 commercial units. This is being done to support more active at-grade uses. The applicant has agreed to these restrictions, however they have submitted a letter expressing concerns, said the report. Staff, however, feel the proposed zoning strikes an appropriate balance between the applicant's concerns and the city's desire for active uses on great streets. In December 2023, City Council expressed concern about the proponent's plan to locate a dental clinic in an existing commercial retail unit in another part of Sapperton. No public hearing is being held regarding the application. Per changes to the Local Government Act which took effect on November 30, 2023, under Section 464(3), municipalities are now prohibited from holding public hearings for projects that are consistent with the official community plan, and in which the residential component of the project accounts for at least half of the proposed gross floor area, said the report. As this project satisfies these conditions, a public hearing must not be held. Applicant-led and city-led consultation have taken part as part of the application process. The city's consultation included a project website and an online survey on BeHeard New West. Residents within 100 meters of the project were notified of the survey and 25 responses were received. Approximately 8 respondents felt the development would fit well or somewhat well into Sapperton, 12 felt it would not fit well, and 5 were neutral, said the staff report. Feedback was mixed regarding the proposed building height, and concern was expressed regarding removal of the temporary Alberta Street diverter and potential traffic and parking impacts. At its February 26 meeting, Council will consider staff's recommendation to give 3 readings to the zoning amendment bylaw and a housing agreement bylaw. The site, which is currently vacant, is bounded by Alberta Street, Strand Avenue, a rear lane, and East Columbia Street. A small commercial building, home to Greens and Beans Deli and Holland Shopping Center, is located on the other side of Strand Avenue. The Brewery District is on the other side of East Columbia Street. The majority of homes to the west of the site are designated residential, ground-oriented housing in the OCP. Applicants' concerns in a letter to the city, Third Space Properties Inc. outlined its concerns about the city's requirement for the use of commercial space in the project. While it is extremely challenging right now to deliver housing, let alone rental housing and job space together, given the current economic environment of high interest rates, rapidly escalating construction costs and general volatility, the company said it's excited to propose the delivery of 99 rental homes, office space and retail space. It noted that the project is being supported by Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation financing and acknowledged the efforts of city staff to work diligently to move the project forward in a timeline that doesn't put its CMHC funding at risk. Third Space Properties Inc., however, has a significant concern regarding the restriction on the amount of medical and dental uses allowed at grade. In a letter to the city, the developer highlighted some of the financial and project risks that result from this requirement. This includes making the viability of the project critically dependent on the successful leasing of the commercial spaces. Uses, it says, are increasingly hard to find tenants for in a post-COVID world. Despite this risk, restrictions on our retail uses are being implemented by staff in response to perceived council positions, even though we do not feel this specific restriction is not recommended by the council-adopted retail strategy as the project is located outside the core area, said the letter. This aligns with our own retail market research, with our location at the south end of East Columbia having minimal foot traffic counts, because the developer cannot afford a delay in approvals without losing its CMHC funding. It has decided to move forward with its application, despite the retail restriction. It said it's doing so with increased, and in its opinion unnecessary, financial risk. We hope council will be supportive of us in the future should this restriction need to be revisited, said the letter from Nathan Shuttleworth, director of development. What's in the plan? The proposed six-story building includes approximately 1,224.0 square meters, 13,174.9 square feet of ground-level commercial space, 1,700.9 square meters, 18,308.3 square feet, of second-story office space, and 99 secured market rental housing units. Four stories, off-street vehicle and bicycle parking are proposed in an underground parkade, with access from Alberta Street. Four designated off-street loading spaces are proposed. Short-term bicycle stalls would be provided at key building entrances. Commercial units would front and be accessed from East Columbia Street. Residential access would be from Strand Avenue. Office access would be from Alberta Street. The building would include 22 two-bedroom and 6 three-bedroom units, which exceeds the city's family-friendly housing policy requirements. The provision of active cooling for all units would be secured through the housing agreement office. Uses have been secured on the second floor in support of the special employment area.